Bezal Shem Hezbo, we begin Perek Arbo of Esom, the 24th chapter in the Rambam Sechus Kim, the Laws of Vessels, in the Sevatar Book of Purity, where in this Perek we discuss the laws of Medrash, specifically regarding leather vessels. As Rambam gives a halacha off regarding certain the leathers that have tuma of Medrash. Elu oyris, these are the leathers that mistama of Medrash have the tuma of Medrash, which is when the Zav weighs, or those like him weigh their body weight on an item. So, or regarding a piece of leather, shechashav alav l'shticha, which a person designated it mentally that he's going to lay it down on the ground to sit on, or v'oishem anichin alamitas mamal alishin alav, or the piece of leather that are placed on beds on the top to sleep on that, or v'oishem anichin alachamor, or the leather that's put onto the donkey tachas amasur beneath the load that he's carrying, or v'oishem anichin be'edes tachas akon, or the leather that's put in the crib beneath the child, beneath the baby, or v'or akar, the leather of a pillow, or v'or akeses, the leather of a blanket, or the leather that's put beneath a table when one is eating, so that the crumbs should fall on it, and the reason is because he also rests his leg on that, and therefore it has utility for a person, which is the objective of all these things, that it's meant to for his body weight to be on. Or a leather that the one who cards the flax girdles around himself, when he cards, which that is when they're banging the flax to remove all the leftovers of the wood of the reeds that are stuck in the flax, or the leather that the donkey driver girdles on himself, or the leather that the porter carries on his shoulder when he's carrying stuff, or the leather that the doctor puts on his lap when he pops the boils. And the reason is because all these leathers, they sit on it, and therefore it's ro'o for medrash. So to v'orhalev shel katan, the leather that's on the chest, on the heart of a child, where his spittle drips on his bib, so it shouldn't ruin his garments. Or the piece of leather that's put on the chest of a person by the harvest season, and they are shut up because of the heat. Or the leather that's meant to wrap a garment inside of it. Or the leather that's stitched on a box when you put garments inside of it. And the reason for these things, although they get dirty, is all these things, they turn them upside down, and they rest on them, and therefore they're also all considered leathers that are meant for medrash and the mekabel tuma. Now, Halacha Beis, Kol Oiris HaMestamas BeMedrash, as we said this in the previous parak, all leathers that become tummy for Medrash, in Mestamin, Ashi Ben Kacher, as long as it has the requisite measurement, Chamisha Tvachim HaChamisha Tvachim, 5x5 Tvachim. Now the Ram, however, discusses leathers that do not become tummy for Medrash. The Elo Oiris, and these are the leathers, Shein Mestam BeMedrash, that do not have tummy Medrash. Or Shechoyger, regarding the leather that is girdled, Sayrikat Semer, the one who combs the wool, Be'esh HaSarik, when he combs, or Va'or Shalefa by Hatsema HaSarik, or the leather that wraps the woven wool, or va'ur shalef b'har gaman, or the leather that is used to wrap the purple wool. And the reason for that is because all these types of leathers, they don't sit on. And va'ur, and the leather hatayfer shemenichem b'har gaman, that which is stitched, which they put the argaman inside of it. V'kulam mistam b'shar tumas, but all of them will have the tum of all other tumas because they are considered as a kli, they're just not meant to sit on. Halacha gimel, ur shasol chibal kelim, regarding leather that's meant to use as a cover for vessels, tar m'klum, that's going to be tahar from all these things, because covers of vessels are not mekabel tuma. As Ram said, Perek Dal Halacha Dal. Now, aso chipul l'mishkol is meant to cover a weight. Mekabel shar tumas, it will receive other tumas. Shari nas lekabelo, because it's meant to receive the weight. But ve'in mistam b'medrash, it's not going to have tuma medrash, even if it has 5 tefachim, because it's not meant to sit on. Halacha Dal. Or shasu la kevoy, leather that's made for a person's heel, or for a sasay, for a sole. If it covers the majority of the person's foot, if not, then it's not a kli, then tar, it's going to be tar. And if it does, then it's even going to have medrash because it's meant to step on. Halacha hey, minol shala imam, regarding a shoe that's on the mold. So even if a person didn't wear it yet, medrash, consider a shoe, it's going to have to have medrash because the work has already been finished. Halacha vav continues regarding leather that depends on the person's intent, his thought process. Kol or haro'u l'stamah b'medrash, any leather that's fit to have a tumah of medrash. Ve'enachas malachi, you're not missing any work yet to finish it. So hamachshava metamato, just the thought, if you think you're going to use it for utility that people press their body weight on it, says makabel tumas medrash, even though he didn't do any distinct action to physically prepare it for that, and therefore it's going to be kabbal tuma. Now, memchicha b'lav liyis or shulchan or kiyitzah boy. Let's say he thought about it; he's going to use it for the leather that covers the table or things like that. So harizim is medrash going to have the tuma of medrash, as we said. Those are one of the cases of that those are the types of things that are meant to lay on. To put one's body weight on. Now, v'mchas melacha, but if it's, let's say, it's missing some work to it, say, ain't a makshav emails, but just thinking about it will not be effective. Actually, the gomim will last until you actually finish the work. Chutz min ha'or she'machabim b'hamerkav, except for the leather that's used to cover the what one rides on, the saddle, now avak because of the dust. Sh'amachshav emails, boy, that there the intent will be effective, although the work has not been finished yet, because many people utilize the covering for the what he rides on with leather that has not been totally finished, so therefore that would be effective. Now, when we say this, but it is balabais. If it's the leather from a regular homeowner, well, he's not so particular about fixing it up that it's perfect till it's finished being made. Regarding the leathers of those who are the tanners, who shastamam mechir, that their leathers that are generally presumed to be for selling, then in a makshav mitamatzim, then just thinking about it will not make a mekabel tuma. Ashias b'maisa, until you actually do an action, b'chim b'midras, and you actually prepared for medras, because the norm of a professional, it doesn't sell until it's totally fixed, and therefore just the makshav itself would not be effective. Halacha Zayin discusses regarding ownership in the leather, how that figures in. So in other mitame b'medras, a person cannot contaminate with medras, with the body weight. Mishka b'merkav she'en mishalai, a bedding or something that he rides on, that's not his own. Shemek says in the pasuk miyikov, and they gave bim mishkav vay, whoever touches on his bedding. Now, gazel mishkav, let's say he steals a bedding, v'doris alav, and he puts his body weight down in it as a zav, b'loin negi, without touching it. So therefore, that's only medras, not for maga. So then tar, it's going to be tar, as we said, because it's not his. Now, if the owners gave up hope of getting it back, so then with the stealing and the yiyush, it now becomes the person who stole it. So tell me then, it's going to be kabbal tuma. Now, therefore, as follows. Ganav mishkav, if someone steals a bedding, the yashav alav, and he sits on it, so then tame, it's going to be kabbal tuma. The reason for this is because, and we're talking about specifically a ganav, who does it stealthily, he sneaks and he does it. So the presumption is that the owner did give up hope, which we said then that is the one who stole it, and it's mekabel tuma. And the reason is they don't know who stole it, so he gives up hope of getting it back. Now, but let's say they find out that the owner didn't give up hope yet, and you're right, tar can be tar because it wasn't acquired yet by the thief. Now, lefika deliver as follows. Ganav, like we're saying, a thief, shaganav arda, steals a piece of leather, bechichel v'shchib, and he thinks about it that he wants it to be used for laying on. So just the thought will be effective because it's his. We must have a measure, we can have it to my measures. Of a gazlan, which is the robber who does it straight up and holds up the guy, his thought will not be effective. Unless the owner gives up hope, then it's already his, and then he can go ahead and create it into a kli for medrash. Halacha Ches continues regarding the designation of the leather. So Arish Nitma b'medrash, regarding a piece of leather, became tumah for medrash. The hiskel the car says, and they started tearing it into strips. Harei b'tumasi, it retains its tumah. Ashim etenu pachis mechamish tvachim, until it's going to be diminished less than that of 5 tvachim, which was the measurement for that of the minimum of leather of being a kli. Halacha test. Now kol kli ar shenitma b'medrash azav, any leather vessel that became tumah from the medrash of azav. V'shinu l'kli achad, then they changed the function to serve as a different vessel. So it depends what they switched it to. Im shino mi pasha la pasha, if they switched it from something that does not have a receptacle to another thing that does not have a receptacle, sadeh b'tamas, it retains its tumah. It's still considered in the same category. But shino mi pasha la makabal, or mi makabal la pasha, but if they switch it from something that did not have a receptacle to having one, or from having one to not having one, then it's tumah, then it can be pure because it's considered like a new vessel, which that new vessel yet did not become tumah. Obabekit, however, regarding garments, I call tumah, everything's going to become tumah because all utilities of garments have the same function, even if it's, let's say, one type of garment to another type of garment, it's still considered the same category and it's going to remain tummy. Ketzer Hasso, Saram illustrates. Chem is a flask. Shaso Shatech, that was made into a type of a different type of a flask. Or Shatech Shaso Chemis. Or this satchel that was made into a flask. So Tar, it's going to be, to the contrary, Chemis is a flask, Shaso Shatech, that was made into like a bedspread. Which is flat, which is pashut. V'shatech shasal chemis, and this bedspread that was made into a flask, starts mitar. We switch from pashut to mekabel to pashut. But regarding a flask that was that would become tamei medrash, that was turmil, and that was made into some type of a satchel of a shepherd, or the satchel, which is a type of a knapsack that was made into a flask, so that's going to remain medrash as it was, because both of them, the chemis and the turmil, are meant to be mekabel, and therefore it's still in the same category, and still going to have the tum of medrash. Halacha yud, karshal beged, a garment, a pillow that's made out of a garment, shenipim b'medrash, that became tum of medrash. And then basar sadin, then they make it into a sheet, oy sadin, or a sheet, shaso karakeses, that's made into a pillow or a blanket. Or beged shasu mit pachas, or a garment that's made into a cover, mit pachas shasu keses, or a cover that's made into a blanket. Again, all these harim medrash kishali, they're all going to be medrash as they were, because again, they have a similar utility, and therefore it's still considered the same essential item. Halacha yiral of kelim, regarding vessels, sheikra siyasim l'kabalo ulmishkav ke'achad, that its primary utility is actually for both receiving and for like laying down on, as the same. For example, akadim, pillows, vaksosim, blankets, vasakin, and sacks, vamartufim, and mats, they're meant to receive things and to lay on. So it depends. Im nifchasu, if they became diminished and they're not fit to receive anymore, so av bishatotum listam b'mesa bishatotum, although they're purified from not having the tumah anymore of mess or other tumahs, b'nisha'inuchim kabel, because they cannot receive anymore, and therefore it loses its status as of a kli, harim listam medrash, still going to have tumah medrash, because it's still meant for laying on. And actually, since it's actually makabel tumah for medrash, rabbinically it's still going to have tumah for the other tumahs, as we said in Perikhov Gemal Lochal. And the reason is shadayin him room lemedrash, they're still fit to lay on. But regarding vessels, the primary entity is meant for receiving. Like for example, the flask and the satchel, where although sometimes one does sit in it, and therefore it's going to have tumah medrash, but primarily it's meant for as like a sack of some sort. If they were large, that they're fit to sit on, one rests on his knapsack. So how do you shame them? They go. Since one sits in them because they're very large, so they're going to have a tumah medrash, cause manchem shlem, as long as they're intact. But nifchasu, when they get ruined, you could still lay on it, but you can't put stuff in it anymore. Then ain mistam medrash, not going to have a tumah of medrash. Because the primary utility, the primary function is to put stuff inside of it. And how but makabel, since it's been nullified from receiving, because you can't put stuff in it anymore. So totem elastame, so it's going to be purified already. Loib to not be loib medrash, loib shatum, it's not going to have tumah medrash, nor other types of tumas, because it's lost its a status as a vessel totally. But kamahu shiurim v'yurun lemedrash, and how much is its measurement that it will be fit for medrash? Hachemis regarding a flask, a shibakaman, if it could contain 7 kaman. Vayalkut, some type of thing that you could carry things inside of it, is chamisha, is 5 kaman. Vahakluster, which is a small sack, shaton by hasa'idim b'resha behema, that they hang the barley from the head of the animal that it eats from. So that's our ba, that should hold 4 kaman. Vahakrisis, which is a leather sack, shema'odim b'hamayim, that they pour out water from it. Saw has to be able to hold a saw of water. Now, pachas mishum elu, but if it contains less than these measurements, ein nidum l'medrash, not fit for medrash, and ve'ein derech ha'amalech v'alem, and the normal people is not to sit on something that's smaller than that. Now, nifchasu, let's say they get ruined. It gets torn. V'tsarim mokam epchas, and then the place of where it got torn, they go ahead and they knot it, and now it could receive things. Still at him term, they're still going to be pure. Okay, you look, kosher makam b'chas, as if they did not the area where you tore. And the chalchamasis, and all flasks, shenifchusu, that got ruined, it's run, and they tied it. Tires is going to be pure because people don't normally use it for receiving, even though that they knotted it. Chutz mishal arvim, except by the Arabs. Neshekochu darker tamal letzarim, because that's their norm that they always do, that they knot it. So that is considered the normal way of functioning. And the chemis chalilim, another type of flask, but that's a type of a flute, that instrument called a bagpipe, ain't mistam medrash, not gonna have tumah medrash, or they ain't gonna do the medrash because it's not fit for laying down on this bagpipe, and therefore that's not gonna have the halacha. Although a chemis, regular one, will have medrash, but a chemis chalilin, that type of bagpipe will not have the tumah of medrash.